Blog Talk Radio.
It's time.
Welcome to Navajo Talk Radio, brought to you by Calmez Design and Politics on the Navajo Nation. It's purely Navajo. It's the best, shining the light, blazing the path, standing for you, asking the hard questions, bringing facts. It's Navajo Talk Radio. It's Politics on the Navajo Nation and hosted by Calmez.
You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, brought to you by Calmez Design and hosted by Calmez himself.
Yat ace kahasi so aren nar es yo kizgidis Calmez. I really do appreciate you joining me this evening. Ashinle atan zaren daisunos is we broadcast this on the internet, so that's the only way that people can access it. And I'm hoping that somewhere along the line, one of the major radio broadcasts throughout Indian country can get a syndicated version of this show, but there's a lot of followers on Facebook, and it's on Blog Talk Radio. I am very much looking forward to having this very healthy discussion, and I think this is so important. First, before we get into the issues, I want to just introduce myself. Calvin Nez, in the way, says now zero toss a doro toss a argonasha. Aro don't enslinigate her cheese or canis zani. Arona crade a nado with an eda chanel. I guess a shiara has seen to a canis zani. Ako aro in the way to hold yero aro a the old Shiprock Hospital. Askira azel in the lay hadinisho. It is right behind the old Shiprock Bank. If anybody ever remembers where that's at, you know, that kind of dates me, but that should give a lot of people some things to think about. But anyway, so that's where I was born and raised, right there in Tosado, and with Sanasi boarding school. And then I was shipped off on the Indian Placement Program here in Salt Lake City. Even nae kode keishtiro aro, you know what, do yoshinata ajigo. Ako even in na kodo AD radio broadcast, or actually this podcast that we do, we want to cover as many issues as we possibly can. And these issues concern our Navajo Nation government. Koro to ba ne tiro to bikigel tigo to on hichi I raho. Ako eshe khe nen tebedi nido le. So she hut o shinahat a di no. Aro she koro na sha kwe shigan. Kwe hut o shikhaz a. Kwe shi ke hut no. Hat no e hut o jo e a chan yachil ti ero tao ta ho ata yachil Joy in Nawal Ye Shit. This thing that we're talking about has nothing to do with something that is a second entity. The government that we're talking about is lively, that has its life of its own. And honestly, whose responsibility should that be? This responsibility lies within us, the Navajo people. We hire the president. We elect. That's how we hire him. We elect the council delegates. And everybody who works for the Navajo Nation government is our employees, because we make up the government. And every penny that is paid to the president, to the chief justice, and every employee from the president's office all the way to the Navajo Nation council delegates, and also to the chapter governments, and every employee for the Navajo Nation, we hire them. And because of that, we need to hold some of these people responsible, accountable. And please understand that I'm not trying to sit here and raise all sorts of concerns or issues, but it is something that needs to happen. Because the more that we talk about it, the better that things will eventually become. Ako ni hi are da isu no tsai chue hu to e are da hosne. Ako ebe ni nachiko ko e ti de ba ne ti do le. You're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Calmez. Ahe lana. We'll do a really quick 5-minute break, and then right after the break, I will introduce all of my guests, and I'll get into the Title 26 initiative. Ahe lana.
ground, but they can't take away my hope, my hope.
You're listening to Navajo Talk Radio.
But anyway, you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez. What we're going to talk about is this, Title 26. I don't know how many people are aware of this initiative being introduced throughout the Navajo Nation chapters. For it's my goal that we educate, that we bring out all aspects and all information about this initiative, Title 26. I mean, this thing is so complicated. And what I'm going to try to do is this, so that everybody understands what the format. I've got three guests from Title 26 Initiative Task Force, okay? And then what I'm going to do is that I've invited several callers to call in, but unfortunately what's happening is maybe they're shy, but they're going to call me and give me the information. So this is a big issue. It really is. People don't realize this. That's how I see it. And it's important. It's called Title 26. And let me give you some real quick, brief history of what I see. About 30 years ago, I met a fellow, several people that called me up from the Navajo Nation, the late Leo Watchman Sr., Sam Begay, Benny Silversmith, Otto Elvira, I don't remember her last name, A Otto Hitoi Dida, Government Development, Odiyao, A Hitoi, Ben Dahuit, Otto Ben De Nishtano, A Hitoi, documents. Guess how we're going to get into this thing. And so that's kind of how I see it. And since that time, 1990, Peter MacDonald, Navajo Nation Council, things got very rough. And I don't like to get back into that, but that's essentially where the whole issue started from. And I think that that's why, with or without that incident, I think the Navajo Nation government, somewhere along the line, we need to develop what exactly it is that we're trying to achieve here. And now, what, 30 years later, some of the same questions, some of the same issues, some of the same paradigms, just a different group of people. It's kind of how I see it. Now, I'm not really going to get in there and place my own personal opinion, but I'm going to try to have the people explain what it is that they're trying to bring out. But what I'll do is pose questions that will be able to at least answer some of those questions on your behalf. Okay, so without further ado, I'd like to have the three guests introduce themselves. We'll start with Mr. Halona, Aroshi, Mr. Henio, Aro Ms. Yazi. Okay, yat ero ikhe anan hidishnido le, Mr. Halona. Yat
ero, shenele, ikhe anan kwa kahwin shahido, zinebid. Good evening, Cal. Appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with you this evening and answer some basic questions, give you some information on what the Title 26 Task Force has been diligently working on since about the end of May, and it's been a great task. It's been very challenging, and so we're here to be able to provide that. And my position here with the Navajo Nation, I'm the Department Director for the Navajo Land Department, and I'm originally from Tohatchee, born and raised there, and at the same time now, we're able to look at this initiative that we wanted to discuss this evening. So, thank you.
Yeah. Gushila, here, Mr. Halona. For those joining us, we are talking about Title 26 Initiative. We have the task force members. So our next guest is Mr. Henio. Yate?
Yate, Shinale. Jamie Henio. آدم لیت اچندی نشا آدا هستلیشن شان تو دی چینی باشش چین تو که گلینی ایش چی دا ده تو باش آدشن نلی دا تیر ها آدا چش دی نیش اچنه دا پیشنه سو آدا دی یا آفیس نیو ها گورنمنت دیولمنت ایبا نشنش سو کدای یا I'm honored to be on your talk show to discuss this initiative regarding Title 26 bahin tenegi chatidun da dawas bas pada hasanda the Title 26 was yegi local government so ishi kwagi through this talk show we can explain what Title 26 is adon the history behind it adon why it's up for amendment and consideration so kwagi shay ya bahin na dawko so okay ha thank you and for calling upon us and I look forward to some future between us and the task force here to explain this initiative as we move along. So,
yeah, Mr. Henio. Ako Adida, you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez, and we're talking about Title 26 Initiative. So we have the third member, Yate, Ms. Yazi.
Hi, Yate, Mr. Nez. She, Yate, Twitopi, Shonki, Ani, Vashishin. The secretary's treasurer for the Birchwings chapter.
You're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez. Yate Tahasi Lokredi Kelmez Anan Hit Nero Navajo Talk Radio Nan Esinostra Hedan Hashinzad and Nan Esio Kizi Ako Di Ayi Koedi Title 26 with Yahi Utoiba Nate Ako and Ray Window Rock Dago E. The Christian Hut Oi Nehi Kago Akita but E. Nero Hut Oi Joyan Dat Nero Diden chapter government na they chapter dan del ko to e dire na hataro hit o hat te hegin jono nda to kasa no e jo hit o in na ida des ne se ko e sa se hit o ni a den hit sa ta lido a ko di shab de schnedo le Mr. Mike Halona e jo a j task force o lio e hit o e la jera sita a ko a ro na so chapter or actually government development AIJ in Hinant so Mr. Jamie Henio so yeah so you join us this evening ako di hune atkhawne ko edin hilhonege the Rachel 8 city todago da sheni the Bird Springs chapter AIJ nal sos ich and a paper maker. No, I'm just kidding. It's actually a secretary and treasurer. A agent, no, a hut or a nickel hole. No, yeah, no, he did schneed or late. A cojo, Mr. Halona, he shared with us what it is that the task force is doing. And we have Mr. Henio, who has given us information about the chapter or the actual government development. Why do I keep saying that? It's government development, and we look at the history. Now we're going to hopefully bring all the pieces back together. But over from your perspective, and I really, really do appreciate that, Verna. I hope you don't mind me calling you Verna. But you're from the actual chapter level, and it's really going to be affecting you. Can you give me your perspective of what's going to be different for you at the Bird Springs chapter level?
Right, thank you. This is Berta, and to respond to your question, Cal, I guess for me, from my perspective as an official and the experience that I've had within the last 3 years in my first term here, I'm thinking more about the people in terms of making sure that they receive the services rather than having it spent, you know, administrative or travel or, you know, those types of costs. A lot of those costs should actually be directed to infrastructure, just projects in the community. And I guess that's where my thought is when I'm participating in this. It's not about me as an official. It's about the people. But I think when your heart is in the right place and you're thinking more about the people, that's where you push yourself and try to make things more efficient and accessible for these individuals that you're serving.
Yeah.
So I guess from Michigan, that's where I'm coming from when we're talking about Title 36.
Yeah. You know, I'm hoping that you're, I wish all of the chapter officials throughout the Navajo Nation the best of luck in all their responsibility because, you know, heaven forbid, you know, our government hasn't been exactly free of any type of problems and issues and transparencies, and I don't want to get into that. We know what the issues are and what the problems are. But, Verna. Honestly, let's look at this. Let's not just take your position, but let's look at all of the other chapter officials. We have 110 chapters right now. That means there is 110 chapter presidents. There's also 110 vice presidents. There's also a total of 110 secretary treasurers. Now you times that by 3, that is 330 people. So if you reduce this entire task force, the entire number of chapters from 100 to 124, do you feel like that's reducing the number of chapters and people are going to be unemployed? Do you think that that's really something that, you know, that you, from your position or any other position, yes, we want the best efficient, so do you. Everybody does. But really, do you think that the chapter officials are fully on board with this new initiative?
All of the chapters? Well, I can't speak for all of the chapters, but I can tell you what I have seen at council agency meetings where the officials have not even heard the presentation and have generated generated resolutions and tapped them. And this whole plan is for the people. And when these individuals go out and make these types of decisions without informing the people of exactly what the plan is made, you know, that totally, you know, contradicts what their positions are at the chapters. They're speaking on behalf of the people. But if you make a decision without informing the people, you know, what does that say?
Right. You don't feel threatened by this?
No, I'm not threatened. If you're really in this business as an official, you should be an official to serve your people, to talk to the issues, to advocate. And that's what I do. And any opportunity that I get to advocate for the people in my community, maybe that's what I do.
Yeah.
But, you know, I advocate. So for me, I don't feel threatened by this whole proposal.
Okay.
And you one scenario. Like, there are some chapters where there's only several hundred, maybe even less than 200, and you got three people advocating for those young people and the community. You know, their development and the community. You know, you got to look at that, too. There's a lot of the money just going to us and operating the chapters and then paying the personnel, you know, a lot of that stuff. And I don't want this to speak up about the finances, but really, how effective are we as officials in our jobs? I mean, a lot of these chapters, only one person can overlook some of these projects. I mean, all of the projects.
Right.
So when you got less than 200 people in your community, why have three officials when one person can oversee the whole thing?
Right. So you're fully on board on this thing.
Oh, yeah. I support this completely. I mean, if you look at my community, one side of the chapter of the community, Northside, they cannot. Those guys don't have electricity. The other side does. And then there's a Transwestern there. Why didn't, you know, why didn't we work with the Transwestern company when they're putting their pipeline through and say, hey, give us the money, you can put your pipeline through, you provide the paper infrastructure. Oh, that's a hita. You know, I guess for me, she the bonds, okay.
Yeah. Well, fair enough. I really do appreciate it. Ko Ida Nut, I feel dizzy. You're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez.
And I really want to appreciate your participation and all the guests that has joined us from Window Rock, Arizona. A note that I wanted to add. Please support the legislation that has been put together by the Honorable Council Delegate, Key Allen Begay. This is for the business court. It is about time that we have a business court for all the businesses to be able to file a grievance or to be able to have a say-so in the Navajo Nation contracting. Right now, we have no recourse. So please call your council delegate, and you're welcome to let them know that they should support the legislation to have a business court. And you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio, where we really do cover the real hard issues and get your involvement. So please let everybody know about this Navajo Talk Radio. Yeah, Lana.
Oh, what day they hear now? Oh, what day they hear now? Hey, they do. one.
Wow, that went by very, very quickly. You're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez. We're talking about Title 26 Initiative, and we have some of the task force members here with us this evening. Nicole Gerona and Mauricio Quizon will be talking about this the next several nights, and all of them will be a 30-minute show. Nicole Gerona, we'll talk to you again very soon. This is Cal Nez. You're listening to Navajo Talk Radio.
Welcome to Navajo Talk Radio, brought to you by Calmez Design and Politics on the Navajo Nation. It's purely Navajo. It's Diné, shining the light, blazing the path, standing for you, asking the hard question, bringing facts. It's Navajo Talk Radio. It's Politics on the Navajo Nation, and hosted by Calmez.